Welcome to Love You Most, and I hope this episode is another one that will leave you feeling refreshed or just at least feeling like you have a bestie just like in your corner. This episode is all about how to love yourself, and I get asked a lot, like, how do I love myself or how do I love myself more? And I feel like in the past, I was learning how to love myself, but I had a hard time like articulating how someone else could do it or like what I did to learn how to love myself. And now I feel like I kind of have figured out exactly what I've done or what has worked best for me. Now, I will say these things have worked for me, but everyone is different. And I think the way to love yourself is really like intrinsically tied to like what kind of broke you down as a child or like when you were younger or just like throughout life. I think there's things that happen in life that kind of tear us down, and learning to love ourselves and like who we are fully is kind of us just building back up that person that we either used to be or that we want to be. So yeah, I hope this episode really resonates with you, but if it doesn't, then maybe it'll resonate with someone else who's learning to love themselves, or maybe it'll really give you an inside look as to what you need to do or like what you need to tap into to learn to love yourself more. I love myself so much, and I feel like in the past that would have been a weird thing for me to say because I felt like it was, I don't know, kind of like pompous or like prideful for me to be like, I love myself. But that is just like a way for me to express like how, I don't know, unique I am and how grateful I am for my uniqueness. And if we can tell other people that we love them, like our moms or sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, children, friends, coworkers, even the person that we just met like a couple weeks ago, if we can tell them that we love them, then why is it that we can't say that we also love ourselves? And I think that that's been a big part of like my growth and learning to love myself, is like learning to be openly like vocal with being like, I love who I am. So I'm going to share 9 different ways that I've learned to love myself and things that have really worked for me. But again, don't know if they'll work for you or not, but I hope that they do. And then at the end of the episode, we'll go through a little Q&A chat. I left a Q&A box up over on the Love You Most Pod Instagram, which I always do. I try to leave it up on Sunday or Monday. This week, I left it up actually on Thursday. And sometimes it just happens that way. And, you know, it is what it is, but it will always be up every single week in stories. So you guys can leave a little like question for me to answer and we can chat. And I also am going to have a little book chat at the end of the episode. So I hope you're loving these episodes. Please leave a review if you are, because that's really my only way of knowing like whether you guys are enjoying this or not. Because on Instagram and TikTok, anytime I share something or share my voice or just share like what's on my mind, I get immediate feedback, whether it's in comments or direct messages. And I can kind of like figure out what resonates most with you or what you feel like would resonate with maybe someone you know or something. Whereas with this podcast, I really am just a girl sitting on a bed in a bedroom with a microphone attached to a laptop and speaking into the abyss, which is obviously you that's listening on the other end. But I don't know that. I don't see you. So the only way that I can either like communicate with you or connect with you is through the Love You Most Pod Instagram, the Love You Most Pod TikTok, or in reviews that you guys leave or like shares maybe that you put on your stories with episodes that have resonated with you. Make sure to tag Love You Most Pod Instagram or TikTok if you reshare things that really resonate with you. Those things just really build community, and that's like why I wanted to create this space. I do think that it's great for, I don't know, just like you to be able to have whenever you're feeling a little low. You can scroll through like the past or like previous episodes and see like maybe something that's going to fill your cup. But I also feel like it would be so cool that in the future, maybe like way down the line, we could all like meet up and talk about like the ways that we've grown over the year or how, I don't know, just life has changed for us since like this little community has started. I don't know. I think it would be really cool. So yeah, I'm going to get into this episode. Make sure to leave a review and follow Love You Most Pod on Instagram and TikTok. So the first thing that's helped me to love myself and that I think will help you to love yourself is to let go of the old you. And I think that this is like a very basic thing, because when you think about who you are now and think about who you used to be. And it doesn't even have to be like 10 years ago. It could literally be who you were yesterday. That person is different. And that person is different probably because of the experiences that have like happened within, you know, yesterday and today, or 2 years ago and today, or 10 years ago and today. You are a different person. But I feel like because I don't know what it is, like, I don't even say because of society, but maybe part of it is like the way that the world views who we are. We just like hold on to these super old like parts of ourselves that we should have let go a long time ago. Like for me, for example, I used to be a big party girl in college. And I think that all parts of myself are beautiful and all parts of my story and life are things that have made me into who I am. So I don't want to ever judge any like portion of myself, like even the sad girl that I was in early college years, or the really lonely girl that I was in high school. Like all of those parts of myself really make up who I am. And if I didn't have those parts of myself, I wouldn't be Shaughnessy. So I'm grateful for that person. But I feel like I look at all these parts of who I am and they've built me into who I am, but it's hard to let go of them. And so sometimes I will like, I don't know, on a bad day, or just like when I don't really know like what's next in life or where to go in life, I sometimes revert back to the old person that I was. And so like party girl Shaughnessy, when I am like, I don't know, feeling a little like life isn't really lifing and I'm not really getting like that spice or pizzazz out of life that I feel like I'm getting, I'm like, you know what? Let's go out and like have a crazy night. Does that give me the fulfillment that I'm looking for? Absolutely not. But does it feed into that old person that I used to be? Yes, it does. So I don't know. There's just like so many versions, I think, of myself, and I have to shed that and then create new habits. And so now, new Shaughnessy, when I feel like I'm not getting the pizzazz out of life that I'm looking for, that little zing that's like making me excited for each day, now what I try to do is I'll romanticize the moment that I'm in. So if I'm feeling like life's a little monotonous, or it's hard, or it's boring, I might, you know, just add in a little like fun romanticized picnic outside. Or yesterday I actually went to the park and I had these little scrapbooks for friends and we all just printed out pictures from Walgreens. Wasn't super expensive. I think the pictures were like 40 cent or something. And we got these little scrapbooks that they were like $11, I think, on Amazon. And you could easily do this with your friends with just like construction paper and a little stapler. And we had so much fun just like printing out pictures and putting them on paper and just like putting little stickers and stuff on it. It was really like cathartic and just like so healing to be together and just like talk about the memories that the pictures brought up. But with that, it made me realize like this is another way that I'm like making life exciting and fun, but it's a way that I'm also like, I don't know, I don't want to say coping because I think that that's like the wrong word, but it's another like tool that I'm adding to my toolkit. Whereas in the past, if I wanted like a fun, crazy night or something that was memorable, I would be like, let's go out or let's like do something crazy. And now I'm realizing like what I'm doing now is so different than what I used to do, but it's so hard to shed like the old versions of ourselves. So I think that that's like the first thing that I feel like is so important to learning to love yourself. You have to let go of the old version of you. You have to shed that person, and maybe not completely because that is hard to do sometimes, but you have to recognize that as you grow, that old person was there for a reason. She was what built you, or he was what built you and created you and got you to be the person that you are now. But like, it's okay to let go of that person because you're a new person now. Another thing that's really helped me to love myself and I think will help you to love yourself is, and I know you guys know what I'm going to say, I say it all the time, take yourself on solo dates. And I'm not going to like really go into this too much because I feel like I always do, but solo dates are so healing. Like, I think the thing about solo dates that I harp on so much, or the reason why I harp on solo dates so much, is because when I was at my lowest, I didn't know how to like climb out of that. And I feel like I was really trying to lean on other people around me, which I think is important. Like, you should lean on your community, but your community isn't what's going to bring you joy. And I think they'll bring you joy in like certain moments, but when you're constantly or solely leaning on them, the minute that they don't show up for you, you're going to spiral because you don't have like that person to lean on. So I had to learn like, okay, what's another way that I can like bring joy into my life, that I can do something on my own to like make life a little bit better? And I think like learning to love yourself is like a hard thing, because if you don't know who you are, I don't think you can even love the parts of yourself that like are maybe hidden or like not seen as often. And I think solo dates really help you to learn like yourself more. And so when I go on solo dates, I try new things. I might go to a museum, or, you know, I'll go to a picnic, but read like a new book. I just try different things and I figure out what I like and what I don't like. And it's kind of like when you go on dates with other people, that's how you like get to know them. Like, could you imagine if you like met somebody and you never went on a date with them, never like communicated with them, never tried new things with them, and you were like, yeah, I love them so much. Like, well, what do you love about them? Do you even know anything about them? Like, you know their name, like you just met them, but like, do you have any experiences with them? And I feel like that's kind of what it's like to like solo date yourself. You're learning who you are now versus who you were before. And I do think as a kid, like, it's weird. Like, I feel like as a kid, I went on solo dates, but like, that's not what they were called. But I just did things by myself all the time. Like, as a kid, you just don't have people to play with every single second. And you do a lot, but like, you just learn to like do puzzles by yourself. Or like, I would go outside and climb trees, or I would go bike with my siblings, but sometimes we would like split up. And then like one kid, like we would go around the block together, but we always went to like this little parking lot area that was open. And so some of us would like ride to the right and other people would ride to the left. And like, we'd be by ourselves for a little bit. And I don't know, I feel like I was doing things on my own and learning things about myself at that time. And I would come back to my siblings or my parents or my friends and be like, look what I just learned, or look what I did. And I don't really get to do that anymore, or at least I didn't until I started doing solo dates, because there was really nothing that I was doing to like learn more about myself or create new hobbies or habits or try fun things. So go on solo dates and start small. If it's scary to you, if it feels weird to like go to a movie by yourself, don't do that. Do something that feels comfortable to you. Maybe go to a coffee shop if that feels uncomfortable to you. Maybe go to a park by yourself if that feels uncomfortable to you. Like, just go like down the line. Like, maybe sit in your backyard by yourself and read a book or do a puzzle or watch the sunset or just color. I don't know. Do something that's out of the ordinary so you can figure out more about yourself and learn to love yourself and learn to like cope and be like, I don't know, healed without leaning on everyone around you at all times. And again, I think it's important to lean on your community, but I think you should also learn to lean on yourself by yourself. Another thing that's helped me to love myself, and I think that will also help you to love yourself, is to look at yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you. When you think about your absolute best friend, or you think about maybe your partner, or you think about your children, or you think about your parents or siblings, or I don't know, just anyone in your life that you love, just think about like that feeling that you get in your chest. Like, your heart feels all warm. Like, when you're around them, you can't help but smile. When you give them a hug, it just feels like the best feeling in the world. Like, that, I mean, that love just like exudes out so much because you like can't contain it. And I feel like that's the type of love that we should have for ourselves. And I think we have to like learn to build that, because everything in the world around us and every experience we have in life, maybe not every single one, but a lot of the experiences that we have in life will teach us or tell us that we are unlovable, that we're unwanted, that we're not valuable, that we're not unique or incredible, or that no one wants to be around us, or that we're annoying. And like, I don't know, there's these constant things that we're like hearing or feeling or seeing or thinking that are not actually accurate. And I just feel like it's so, so important to look at yourself through the eyes of the people around you and try to see what they see. And so like, when I think about how I'm viewed by my mom or siblings, or like my partner, my best friends, just all those people speak so highly of me. And sometimes, at least in the past, not as much anymore, but in the past, I feel like I was always like, no, that's not true. Like, I'm not that pretty. I'm not that nice. I'm not that giving or selfless or kind or unique or, you know, X, Y, and Z. Let me tell you about my like real self. You know, actually I am like this or I am that. And it was always like negative, but they saw me as like so incredible. And I feel like when we start to see ourselves through the lens of people that love us, or you guys know that I'm like, my faith is so, so incredibly important to me. And so like, I also try to view myself as like, I don't know, a child of like the God that I feel like is, I don't know, seeing me as like perfectly created. Like when I view myself as like, I mean, obviously I know I am not perfect. Like that's not me saying that I'm perfect by any means, but like even saying like I should view myself as like a whole human, like that I don't need to like fix parts of myself. That feels like it's so like prideful or like weird or like too much for me to say. But like, we don't need to be these constant projects. Like there isn't, I don't know. I feel like it's so easy to get like caught up in like self-help or like changing who you are and like fixing parts of yourselves. But I think that one thing that we should try to focus on is really loving ourselves instead of trying to like read every self-help in the book, every self-help book on the shelf to like be this new person or try to like, I don't know, find like every single terrible thing about ourselves that we already easily see. Let's try to find like the good things about ourselves, and let's try to like make those be magnified more than like the negative things. So really try to look at yourself in like through the eyes of someone that loves you and cares about you, because I think when you start to do that, it just makes you feel just so loved, so valuable, and also it helps you to love yourself more. Another way that you will learn to love yourself is to keep the promises that you make to yourself. I think this is a big one because this also helps you build confidence in yourself. And it kind of goes back to like, think about when your friends say, hey, let's hang out on a Friday, and they like show up at 9 o'clock or whatever time you guys like decide to hang out. When they do that over and over and over again, you learn to trust them and you trust their word. You trust that what they say is going to happen. But think about that friend who's constantly canceling on you. Like every single time you guys maybe make plans for like 3 weeks out or a month out, or maybe it's a week out. And every time that something comes up, every time something comes up when you're supposed to hang out, like you slowly lose trust in that person and in their word. And you just assume that like what you plan probably isn't going to happen. I think that that's the same with like ourselves. I think when you make a promise to wake up in the morning and go work out, or you make a promise to relax at the end of the day and read a book or do a puzzle, or you make a promise to like put the kids to bed at such and such time so that you can like find time to just breathe, or I don't know, whatever it is for you that you promise yourself, the minute that you start breaking those promises, I think that we like lose trust in ourselves. And I think when you lose trust in yourself, it's like a weird thing. I mean, the mind is like a very, very powerful thing. But like when we lose trust in ourselves, think about when you like don't trust a person. Not only do you not trust that their actions are like not going to line up with what they say, but you don't trust that their words are also going to line up with what they say. So if you don't trust your own actions, that you're going to like relax when you say you're going to relax, or you're going to be productive when you say you're going to be productive, you're going to, you know, do whatever when you say you're going to do whatever. If you don't trust that, then you probably don't trust your own like words. And so if, I don't know, if you're like really struggling with like seeing yourself as lovable or valuable, think about how like maybe you're not like able to even trust like what you're able to like tell yourself. Like when I wake up and I'm like, you know what, you're doing okay, Shaughnessy, you're not doing terrible, like I actually believe that, because like I feel like I've really, I don't know, I just have really like built so much trust in myself and who I am and how much I love myself. So I think that that is a really important thing to do. Like when you keep the promises you make to yourself, it really does help you love yourself more. Another thing that'll help you love yourself is to get to know yourself more. And this goes back to solo dates, so I won't like harp on this too much. But the more you know yourself, I think the more you can love yourself, because you're not going to just see the negative parts of yourself that maybe the world has like really pushed in front of you. You're going to see the small things about yourself that make you unique or beautiful or incredible that probably other people don't see, because maybe you don't show the world those parts of yourself. Maybe you keep those parts a little bit hidden. And I don't know, I think when you have a well-rounded view of yourself, you just feel just more lovable, even to yourself. And another thing that'll help you to love yourself is to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace to, I don't know, make mistakes and to grow. And if I had looked at myself in my party era stage or my lonely girl era stage or my sad girl era stage and said, you know what, this is a terrible version of you. You are the absolute worst. You're never going to get any better. And I had like believed that. I feel like it really would have impacted like who I am now. But at that time, I really tried to give myself grace. I gave myself grace to like just be under the covers and just be sad girl and, you know, be lonely girl when I didn't have friends to hang out with and be all these different versions of myself, because I knew I would like, I knew at some point that something was going to change. I just didn't know how to get there. And that's why I feel like these episodes are so like, I get so excited about them, because I feel like I've tapped into something that like I want to share with everybody else. But like, I mean, I could chat your ear off, obviously, but like, I just feel like this to me is important. Like loving yourself and learning to love yourself is important, because I feel like I was looking and searching online, like, how do I learn to love myself more? And like, what do I do? And these things have just helped me. So I get so excited about it. So give yourself grace. If you're in an era that maybe you're not the most excited about, that's okay. Like, that is okay. You have years and years and years ahead of you to be in 50 million different eras that you don't even know exist yet. And so give yourself grace right now. You don't have to change everything all at once. You don't have to tomorrow wake up and like see yourself as the most incredible person that you've ever met. You just have to wake up tomorrow and like try to do, I don't know, a little bit better than you did today. And maybe you won't, but like, that's okay too. And just give yourself grace, like wherever you are right now, because I don't know, I think that that's really important for like learning to love yourself. Another thing that'll help you to love yourself is to surround yourself with love. I think when you surround yourself with people who love you or who just are a good demonstration of how to love others, or just, I don't know, love you, I guess, I think it really helps to like see that there is beauty and love and kindness in the world. And I think when you're surrounding yourself with people who, I don't know, like don't love you or care about you or who don't treat you the best, like that's of course what you're going to continue to see. And so I think it's really important to surround yourself with love, because it'll really help you to love yourself. Another thing that'll help you to love yourself is to listen to your body and give it what it needs. And I feel like this really ties into the like next little thing that I'm going to share that'll help you to love yourself. But I feel like in the past, I had this like, I don't know, this weird, I don't want to say weird, because it, I know where it comes from. It comes from what I deemed as successful. And to me, successful was like being busy, being productive, working towards my goals, like reading a million self-help books, like being, you know, the person who's like most, I don't know, driven towards like their dreams. And I think that those things are all well and good, but like, I burnt myself out, like absolutely burnt myself out. I would wake up, work until the early morning, wake up, work, you know, go to sleep, wake up, work. It was just like constantly like wake up, work. And this could even like lean into if you're maybe not waking up and just working all day, maybe you're waking up and like thinking about, you know, how you want to be successful, or like planning out your future. And I think that those are also things that we can really like spiral into, where it can just like not be super healthy on like your body and your mind. And it is important to like plan for the future, but like you have to give yourself rest sometimes. And sometimes you do have to give yourself like a push or be motivated or, you know, have those things. But I feel like I want to like really harp on giving yourself rest, because I feel like when I was listening to podcasts and reading books and like listening to my friends and like the people around me, no one really talks about that. I feel like people always say like, listen to your body, you know, of course, like work out, you know, eat the way that you should. You need to, you know, do this and this to be successful. But you don't really hear like, hey, listen to your body, give it what it needs and like chill out, like sit down and just like don't get up. And I feel like you know, the other part of this, like, little, I don't know, I don't want to say conversation, but kind of like, if I'm saying listen to your body and give it what it needs, and you've already heard a million times, like, I need to listen to my body, and like, maybe my gut doesn't feel good, I should eat better, or maybe like my knees are hurting, so I should like have more movement in my day. Like, maybe you've heard that a million times. I'm here to be the person that says, also, sit down. And another way to love yourself that kind of ties into like what I was just talking about is to give yourself permission to rest. I think that we so often do not do this because I don't think that we're really taught in this society that rest is, one, productive, or two, just like a healthy thing that's not like, I don't know, connected to laziness. And I think that the word lazy has just like been, I don't know, just like manipulated into something that it definitely could be. Like, I mean, there's a point where we get to where we know it's just like not healthy for us, and we need to like get up and like do things that we're supposed to do in our day. But I feel like for the average person, I feel like, is really just trying. And like, maybe mentally you're struggling, or maybe you have a lot going on emotionally in your life, and that's like why you don't have the motivation or energy to do anything. But you keep like every day just like waking up and being like, okay, I'm gonna like do this, 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 and this. And you have this like long task list, and you like try hard to get there, and you just can't do it. And then you have this cycle over and over and over again, just like, I don't know, feeling and wanting and working towards things, but like you can never finish like your task list, and it just goes again and again and again, and you're just like so tired. I think it's because we don't give ourselves true rest. Like, even when we say, okay, we're gonna rest for a little bit, I feel like our minds are still like working, like, what should we be doing, or like making task lists for what we could be doing. I think about like when I watch TV, a lot of the time I watch TV and I'm like editing my phone and doing work, or maybe I'm catching up on text messages, catching up on emails. I feel like it's very rare that I give myself true rest. And then when I do give myself rest, it's usually to the point where I'm so exhausted that I just like have to kind of collapse. And I don't think that that's true rest, because your body is just like on like shut off mode. So give yourself rest. Give yourself rest today. You deserve it. It is so important for you to love yourself, because I think when you give yourself rest and give yourself what it needs to like actually relax and not just like shut down, I think your body will like learn to trust that you are like going to take care of it, and you're not going to just like run it into the ground. So those are kind of the things that I feel like will help you to love yourself. And I really, really, really hope that this is something that like just, I don't know, really is meaningful to you. It really was meaningful to me and helped me a lot. You guys asked a few questions over on Instagram. You said the best life advice that I could give. And I think the best life advice I could give is just like truly be yourself. And I know that that sounds cliche, but I think so easily we can look at what we see on the internet, or our friends around us, or just like coworkers, or who we feel like our parents or friends or teachers or whoever want us to be. And we try to like emulate that. And I think when you really tap into like, who am I? What do I actually like? Like me, I love Nancy Drew computer games. I love reading books. I love wearing like big, baggy, oversized neutral clothes, but I also love wearing dresses and floral outfits. And I don't know, there's just like so many facets to me. And I think sometimes we can put ourselves into a box of like, I am this aesthetic, or I am this type of person, and I am that type of person. Like, I'm corporate girly, or I am wake up at 5 a.m. and be productive and like workout girly, or I am, you know, stay at home mom girly and nurturing girly, or I like, you can be all those things. You can be all three of those things. But I think sometimes we like compartmentalize ourselves to feel like we can only be one person. So I don't know. That's just like something that I wish someone had told me, especially when I was in my 20s, because I feel like I tried really hard to be everything, and I ended up being honestly like not much of myself at all. Another question you asked is, when did you know that you did not want to have kids? And the answer to that is, I didn't know, and I still don't know, but I do feel very confident in telling people like, I do not want them, because that's what I feel in my heart right now. But I do give myself the grace and like ability to change my mind. But I think it's important for, especially for people in the future, like, you know, 10 years from now, as people continue to like make life decisions, I think it's so important for women especially to be able to say like, no, that's not what I want, or that is what I want, and that's just how I'm feeling right now. And if I change my mind, that's great. But if I don't, that's okay too. Another question you guys asked is, how do I deal with family drama? And I think that this is a hard question because, like, it kind of leans into, like, I don't know, the concept of boundaries, which is, like, so hard to talk about as an adult because it sounds so easy in theory to be like, I create boundaries and, like, everyone respects them and I also respect myself. But, like, I don't know. It's just not as easy in real life as, like, it sounds when you say it. But I think that the easiest way to deal with any kind of drama, whether it's family drama, friendship drama, relative drama, coworker drama, is to create boundaries. And just, like, you don't even have to tell the people that are being dramatic, like, what boundaries you're creating. You just have to create them for yourself, and you have to, like, not let yourself pass those boundaries, if that makes sense. So maybe a coworker at work constantly gossips with you, or they're constantly, like, bringing up negative things around you, and, like, that's just something that puts you into a negative spiral, and you're constantly like, I cannot deal with this coworker, but I have to see them all the time because I work with them. You need to create your own boundaries as to what you will or will not do, because you can't, like, control someone else's decisions or actions. And so the one thing that's helped me deal with any drama at all is to, like, recognize what I can control and change what I can control and create boundaries around what I can control. So if you have a family member or a coworker or a friend or just anyone in your life who's creating drama, make your own boundaries and set them and decide what you will or won't do. So, like, with that coworker who's always gossiping, my boundary might be, I will not engage in that gossip. And yes, they might say those things around me, but I'm going to choose and decide not to respond back to those, like, negative things. And I'm going to, like, pivot to something that's positive. So, for example, if a coworker is like, oh, I absolutely cannot stand my boss. He is the absolute worst. You know, he came in and did this, this, and this today. You might listen to those things, wait a beat, and say, you know, hey, I saw yesterday that you brought in, like, a lasagna casserole. It looked really good. Would you mind giving me the recipe? It is so wild because even saying that, it sounds very like, well, are you not ignoring them? Like, will they not pick up on you, like, not engaging in that, like, negative conversation? But humans are so quick to, like, shift, like, so easily, especially when the attention is still on them to something else. And so I can guarantee that that coworker will be like, oh my god, yeah, my grandma, she created that recipe, and da-da-da-da-da. And I think maybe if you've engaged with that coworker for a long time and they're used to you, like, giving into those conversations, it might be harder for them to stop that kind of conversation and pivot to something else around you. But I feel like starting with that and just, like, not engaging and just kind of pivoting to some other conversation really helps. Or if they really, like, keep going back to that negative conversation, giving them empathy and just recognizing, wow, that must be hard for you. That has to be really tough. I can't even imagine how that must feel to have, you know, something like that happen. Not necessarily, like, connecting with, like, what the boss did to the person, but connecting with how the person feels or how they felt when that person did it to them. Because regardless of whether the boss was a bad boss or a good boss or what they did, you know that the coworker's feelings were hurt, and so you can still empathize with that without creating drama. And I don't know, I think that, like, that's, like, a really easy example because I feel like in so many of our lives, we have people that we know who create gossip or create drama or just, you know, want to, like, have, I don't know, just a tornado of crazy things happen around them. And they just think it's, like, fun to, like, have the world just going up in flames around them. And that for me is not, like, what I want. I want peace. I want just, like, a chill, happy life. I don't want any, like, chaos. And I think some people thrive off of that. And so when you don't, like, reinforce that and you pivot to something else that can still give them the attention that they're looking for, or maybe the attention that they, like, are used to getting from you because maybe you have engaged with them in the past, I don't know. I feel like it's an easy way to like redirect and create your own boundaries to like what you will or won't do. So long story long, if you are really struggling with family drama or coworker drama or friendship drama, create your own boundaries as to what you will or won't do. And you do not have to tell those people what boundaries you're creating, because that again can cause drama, which maybe like they are looking for that. But you could just know, like, I will not do this or I will not do that. And if they like push it, like maybe they, it could be as small as like they want to see you every other day and you just like don't have the ability to do that, like mental capacity, the time or whatever. You create the boundary, like you can't do that. And you don't have to be mean about it. You can just be like, hey, I can't, you know, meet at this time, or I can't meet every other day, but like here's a good time that I'm available for, and like let's make this work. And I don't know, I think when you give, like when I was giving the example of the person who was like gossiping and like they want some kind of like connection with you, and I don't even want to say attention, but like they want to communicate with you how they're feeling and what's going on in their life, but maybe they don't know how to do it without like just creating drama, you're still giving them what they're looking for, which is like your somewhat love and attention and like empathy, but it's just not in the way maybe they're looking for. And it's the same thing with like time. Like maybe someone in your life wants a little too much of your time. You can give them that time, but it can be in the way that you have, like, I don't know, created the boundary that works for you and the way that you need to give to them. So long story long, create your own boundaries and just like stick to them and don't go outside those parameters, and it will really help you to balance out that drama. And for our book chat, there really isn't much. I always like don't really know what to, I don't know, like talk about in this little segment, because I feel like it's new and I like having it because I like talking about books, but I don't really like know what you guys are looking for. So maybe in our Q&A like box, drop bookish questions into the Q&A box and then I'll answer those in the book section. And I don't know, we can kind of like chat that way. I love the Q&A sections. They're so fun. Also, I really want to just like share that obviously you guys know I love books, but I have read 100 books so far this year. And that to me is wild because we are in August. So I actually am sharing over on YouTube like 10 books out of the 10 best books that I've read out of the year, out of the 100 I've read. And then I'm also sharing like which ones you should or shouldn't read out of the 100 that I've read. So that'll be up soon. I think that's going up on Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. And I hope you guys like this episode. There'll be longer episodes coming soon, so get used to this. This was a little bit longer than normal. I usually try to keep episodes to like 30 minutes, but this is a little bit longer than normal. So let me know if you guys are enjoying like the little bit longer episodes. I said at the beginning of this pod when I first created this community that I wanted the episodes to just feel very natural and flow, and I didn't want to have like a specific time limit or time like line. So maybe an episode will be an hour one day. Maybe it'll be 30 minutes one day, maybe it'll be 15 minutes, I don't know. But I don't want to keep it to like, I don't know, a specific time. I want it to just like flow and be natural and just like pretend like you're sitting next to me on this bed and we're just two besties just hanging out at like a sleepover or something. So I love you most. I love you more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.